I think it was amazing to see so many young, vibrant students there, eager to interact with the community people, business people, and faculty. It turned into something that was about, not about class or economic status or a job, but it was just about people who could care about someone else's experience. And so from what I've heard from other people, the best part of the event was an opportunity to listen to other people and to hear what they had been exposed to in their lives relating to racial inequity, and also the fellowship of just seeing people willing to come together for 3 or 4 hours on an evening, you know, to talk about an issue that people typically refuse to talk to each other about in a large setting. It was amazing to see how engaged people were at the tables, almost to the point where when we went to pass out our cupcakes to thank them for coming, yes, you could feel that you were interrupting something special. Mm-hmm. And so for a group of people who did not know each other, who maybe had not seen each other before, to become so close and intimate in such a short period of time, I thought that was groundbreaking for the university and for the area.
Was it a culturally diverse group that came?
It was unbelievably culturally diverse. Every table had someone from a different ethnicity, different age, different genders, mm-hmm, age groups, and also academic or professional backgrounds. So it was diverse across the board.
My name is Lisa Carden. I major in sociology with the criminal justice concentration. My minor is psychology. I'm originally from Germany. I moved here 4 years ago, and now I live in Inwood, West Virginia. It's very interesting. As soon as I moved here, the diversity of the different races, ethnicities. So it's very interesting to see that. But ever since I came here, you could also see that there's very many difficulties that people face with their different races and ethnicities. So it was really, really awesome to see how we all got together, because it wasn't really about the differences, it was about what we all had in common.
So you kind of have a unique perspective because of where you're from, right?
Yes, I think so, yeah. I feel like where I'm from, it's just different. There's a different stratification than it is here in the States. So that's just, it was, at first I wasn't aware of how it is here, so now seeing it, you know, was already a big change, but now that we're actually trying to do something about it.
What was your feeling when you learned how things were here?
I was surprised and shocked. I feel like we're very obsessed with categorizing people into different races, gender, in this country, more than I've seen in other places before. So I feel like that was the most surprising. That's how it is done, and that's how you basically judge a person. So it's nice to see that, you know, that night when we had the event, it wasn't really about it. It was about embracing our differences, but also coming mm-hmm together.
I'm Rachel Tyser. I am a Martinsburg, West Virginia resident. My major is pre-nursing, and it was a very great experience. It was a wonderful experience to see people come together. It was a wonderful experience to see how people interacted with one another. What we set up for the panel discussions really got people to think and got involved into the event. It opened up communications that usually you don't see every day, because talking about race and diversity can be a very sensitive issue to some people, and to most people, actually. It makes them uncomfortable. So this event was very enlightening in the fact that we were able to bring about different members of the community, students, faculty, businesses, and them being allowed to sit in an area where it was nice, calm, relaxed, talk about goals, ideals, personal experience, what they foresee in the future, and also to learn about history. Why are certain things occurring now? Because of the historical factors.
My name is Millicent Abbey. I am currently a nursing student here at Shepherd, and originally from Sierra Leone, and I live here in West Virginia now. With planning everything, you have a notion of what you want to happen, but it was great to just see how organically everything came together, and you could see that people were genuinely interested in the topic. I think sometimes you have these notions that certain areas, issues about diversity never come to the forefront. And I think this opportunity just presented that chance for people to be able to come and talk about things that sometimes, like I said, you never get to hear about. So bringing it to a school setting, or I guess our institution, was, I think, one of the things that attracted me about participating in it. Just from my experience, I mean, moving to West Virginia, people are like, wait, as a minority, like, are you going to be comfortable there? And so it was just great to kind of have the opportunity to be in an event where you get to talk about that issue and be sensitive about it, because I believe, like, if you don't put a light to it, it never gets addressed. So it's kind of great to be one of the forefront people bringing that conversation to an institution. And hopefully it spills out to the community.